Welcome. We are
Voice You.
Find your voice, celebrate and explore what it means to be heard. We're your hosts, Kate Faust
and Jesse Nelson.
And we're here to hold conversations with folks from all backgrounds about their journey with authenticity and vulnerability on the quest for empowerment.
Oh, and they're going to be serenading us too. Tune in for laughter, beautiful truth, and heartfelt listening each week.
Oh, that was a good one. It gets better every single time.
Every single time.
Every time.
Every time.
It gets better and better and better and better. All right, we're feeling lit. We're feeling silly this week. How are y'all feeling? Wait, you can't answer. But do think about how you're feeling. How are you feeling?
My Gemini moon appreciates that because there's a lot. There's multiple faces, multiple aspects.
Can we talk about this Gemini moon? Jesse's our in-house astrologer. What's up with it?
This is a big one. I mean, I know for me personally, I have a Gemini moon and I was born right before a full moon specifically. So I really felt this one. It was hella juicy.
Juicy. I like that word. You
know, it was lit. It was also right across. We're going through a Mercury retrograde, you know.
Yeah, we got Venus station direct. And then we got the Mercury retrograde.
I think it was the same day or within one day.
Wow, extra. So. I think I got my period that day too.
You probably did.
No, I did honestly. On the day of the full moon.
Hey, exactly.
I'm synced up with the full moon.
You really are.
I am.
It's true. And oh yeah, and we just went into Sag season. So
Sag season, and we're both Sages. You know this. You if you were wondering why we're both so extra.
We're two Sages.
Duh.
Like, together.
Duh.
Like, sorry, not sorry. It's just what it is.
We are who we are. Love us or love us more. Yeah, love us or love us. That was the option. It's funny. Yeah, pretty much. This week was kind of heavy for me.
Yeah, talk about it.
Uncovering like the last bits of Scorpio season. Mm. Doing a lot of clearing things within myself.
Yeah.
But the beauty of that is, again, seeing something really powerful within me emerge after getting some of that bullshit out of the way.
Hey.
And, you know, we've done some channelings together recently, and a lot of the knowledge that has come through to me is that, you know, even though this ascension process, this growth process is an individual process, yes.
Yeah.
It is, we're doing it together.
Absolutely.
Because again, there is no separation. We're all one, ultimately, in this highest version of consciousness. And so watching me clear, and then even seeing like my own family get swept into this without me ever saying a word, and knowing that like, it's our job to move through this together.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like too, it does kind of tie into Voice You, because, you know, we talk about how when you take that step forward to stand in your power, and maybe you don't think about it in the same way that Jess and I do in this spiritual term, that's okay. Whatever it is for you, when you give yourself permission to be heard and to show up in the world with all your complexity and all your fullness, there will be a ripple effect out into your community, into your family. And it may not happen in the way you expect, in the timing you expect, but damn, like, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
So, you know, just be with that, all of the things that come along with doing the beautiful work of changing your life for the better. Know that we're here to support you, and that we bring on people to interview that inspire us.
Yes.
Because they are doing it. They've done it. They're doing it.
Yeah.
They're clearing the way.
Yeah.
And yeah, just want to give you like a shout out, all of you. Give yourself like a pat on the back or a hug. Mm. Take a deep breath and smile. You made it here.
Mm-hmm.
And here is a beautiful place to be.
Amen.
And we got a lot of love for you, and we got an amazing guest ready for you.
Oh, we do.
You want to speak on it a little bit?
So who we have here is the one, the only.
The only.
The unmatched.
The unmatched.
Jackie Hammond. That's Jackie Hammond.
Yes.
An American.
Yes. Oh, wow.
I know. Incredible singer.
Amazing.
Songwriter, musician, guitarist, storyteller extraordinaire from Joliet, Illinois. Now in Los Angeles, doing the damn thing.
Yes, she moved to LA in 2012 to continue pursuing her music career and released her first album, Elbow Room, in 2016.
It's amazing.
To critical acclaim. We love it.
Much deserved.
Her fan base grew as her song, Two, was featured on OWN Network's original TV show, Queen Sugar.
She continues to intrigue audiences in the LA area, opening for the likes of Sunny Moon. After picking up a used guitar in 2011, the instrument has been a key component of her songwriting and evolution as an artist. It is all about spontaneous energy, uplifting melodies, and emotional vocal performances that connect with the audience on a deeper level.
And damn, true. It really does. She has this, and you're going to get to experience this in a moment, but she has such a chill, like, such a deep, beautiful vibe, and her guitar playing really reflects. It's just like, feels like you're being held when you hear her music.
Oh yeah.
It's an invitation to sit and just feel those feelings and just get lifted. And that's what she's gonna do today with us. She's gonna sing for us to you guys. Oh my god.
Holy just wait.
Fucking shit. It's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be juicy. It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be moist. It's gonna be all the things.
It's gonna be that spiritual drip. You know what? I just checked my watch, and you know what time it is?
I think I know what time it is.
It's time for the interview.
Time
for the interview. It's time to get to
know
you.
Get to know you, baby. Oh.
Baby.
Excited to welcome our guest,
Jackie Hammond!
Yay! Sorry, say hi again.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Yeah, definitely. You've heard so much about this, like, obviously, as our close friend, my close friend, I've been telling you very much about it. So.
Yes.
Is it everything you've dreamed of?
It's even more. I don't think I could have imagined what I've experienced so far today.
Yay.
That's a really nice way to say it.
That's totally a compliment. I accept it.
It's definitely a compliment. Yes.
Thank you. So is it okay if we get into it? Are you ready for this?
Let's get into it.
Interview. So here we go. Question number one. Jackie, what was the journey of finding your voice and claiming music? Did you know as a kid, or when did that happen for you?
So my first recollection of music, period, is listening to Mary J. Blige's Real Love.
Yes.
I think I was about two or three.
Real love.
I'm searching for the real love. Someone to set my
real love.
I'm searching for a real love.
Though, you know, 90s R&B. So music was always on in that way, whether I was at the babysitter's house watching, like, you know, music videos and stuff like that. I was always sort of a shy kid, so music was sort of like my getaway. I found out that I could sing early, so I was always singing.
Hey. What was that? I really want to know, like, what was that moment when, like, maybe your family heard you sing, or you heard yourself sing, and you were like, oh, I like this.
I don't think it was so much my family. It was really, I'm not even sure, like, I guess just being able to sing what I heard. I'm like, okay, I guess I sound good. Mm-hmm. I remember being at the babysitter's house with the other kid and just, like, literally making up a song and singing just worked. And, you know, so it was sort of like that. I got into poetry writing in middle school. I had never really pictured myself being an artist. Like, I think it was like everybody wanted to be Whitney Houston. Mm. So I had that in my head, but it was...
So you wanted to be a singer. It's funny what kids want to be when they're growing up.
Yeah.
So what did you want? You wanted to be Whitney Houston. What else? Who else?
I wanted to be Whitney Houston. That was it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like,
just Whitney Houston.
Oh, okay. I had like three different things. I don't know about you, Jess. I had like six different things.
Oh, I had 20.
Like, I was like, I want to be Robert Plant. I want to be Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter. Those were the two main ones for me, to be honest. Yours is way cooler. Please continue.
Just Whitney Houston, who was also like an amazing inspiration. I just remember my mom like taking us to Best Buy to get cassette tapes for the boombox. Music in our household was just like, you know, Saturday morning, like cleaning up, music is on. Mm-hmm.
Same.
But I knew I could sing, but I never really was doing things to like actualize a music career for myself. And having always been shy, you know, I gravitated toward writing poetry in middle school. Mm-hmm. And I can be sort of stubborn. I guess that's like my Aquarius nature.
Yes, fixed.
But I guess what my seventh grade teacher like recognized that I had a skill for writing. So it was this program called Young Authors. And she was like, you know, you should like apply, you know, to this contest. And I'm like, lady, you can't tell me what to do. I don't really like your class, like, you know, that much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, mm-hmm. I just always felt kind of older than my peers. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, she somehow convinced me to do it. And I ended up, you know, winning the competition and going downstate and just being around all these other young writers.
Wow. I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. I wrote a...
Look at that young author.
I wrote a short story. And, yeah, so I guess I had an issue early on with people seeing things in me that I didn't see in myself. Mm. Like, it's easier for me to come to it, you know, myself. Mm-hmm. You know, rather being forced into it. Mm. So, you know, once I won, I sort of started writing poetry. Then in high school, like, you know, hung out being a tomboy too. Like, my brother was a rapper, so I'm like, let me get in the studio, blah, blah. So, like, poetry writing sort of transformed into songwriting. Mm-hmm. And we won't go back to my first recording. But
I do want to know, what was it called? What was it called? Can you at least tell us what it was called?
It was so bad. I was rapping.
Oh, I love it. Tell us more.
And it was to the Franchise Boys. Oh, I think they like me beat. Oh, mm. I think that. Oh, it was so bad. But my friends liked it. They liked it.
I put out an album when I was 15. It's embarrassing. I understand.
It's so embarrassing.
And there are people who might be like, it's good. And you're like, you don't understand. You're not me.
I know. Like, I had a friend a few years ago. She was like, yeah, I still play that for people. I'm like, could you stop, though?
No.
You're not doing any favors, friend.
I know. But it was really high school and, like, having those experiences with my brother. You know, just... I mean, it was just fun for us, but having people believe that it was good, I was like, well, maybe this is something that I could, like, really do. So I got more serious about it when I was about 18, 19 and started actually, like, singing. I was scared to sing in front of anybody for the longest time.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that? I never did that. I didn't have
really?
That. No. I was scared to talk. Like, what's scary and still is difficult for me is, like, being at a party and meeting people and having to, like, be like, hi, hello, I am Kate. What is your name? Hello. Hi. What about those Eagles? Wait, we're in LA Lakers.
The sky small is blue. Talk, right?
Yeah, yeah, like, I can't. But the getting up and singing is easy. Mm-hmm. And so for any of our listeners who have a fear of, like, that public speaking, or you think because you're shy that maybe this isn't the path for you, please, like, elaborate on that, because that's so not the truth. There are so many shy people that just get up there and give it all, and you're one of them. Yeah. So please elaborate on that.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't particularly enjoy small talk myself, but I think, you know, being a performer and especially, like, playing an instrument, it's like I don't really have room for, like, the shakes. I play guitar. Like, if I'm shaky, it comes out.
Yeah.
And if anything, playing guitar has sort of given me, like, more confidence is sort of like giving me something to hold on to on stage. But I mean, I'm still pretty shy, but I think I like getting people together. Like that's when things come together, it's just my jam. Like I loved pulling it all together and being like, I did that.
Yes,
but
you did that.
I was always shy singing, because nobody, like I grew up, my mom, she was a single mom, and nobody in my family like sang. I learned later in life that my dad is a singer and also like a local DJ. But, you know, so it's interesting to me too, to like have that connection, but you know, I didn't grow up with them. So,
you know, but Jeff Buckley's father was a famous singer that he didn't grow up with. He didn't even know he had the same last name as him. Really? But yeah, Jeff Buckley's father, Tim Buckley, was like a really well-known, like legendary, like Bob Dylan level, like folk singer. And yeah, it's funny how when that gift comes through, like, it doesn't, like, you are who you are and who you're born to be. And those gifts just come through so beautifully. And I just love that.
Yeah.
You found that. You found you.
I know. So I guess it's just in my family, I guess I sort of felt kind of like it was nobody else to do it with. So in that sense, it's just like, okay, let me just hide this, like. Singing in a room by myself, or like I always sang really quietly, and I think that sort of became my style.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Just always been sort of shy with music. It's way easier now, and I think it's just because I've been doing it so long. Like I'm 10 years in now, 10 plus years performing. So.
And you know. She's saying that her voice, that she's shy or whatever, that her voice is. I just want to say for our listeners, and you'll experience this when you listen to her, she's not shouting like Whitney all the time, but she is so powerful. Like her, and the poetry really comes through in your song writing. I'm always like, I have those moments, and Jesse, I know you can attest to this, where I'm listening to one of your songs and you just say something, and maybe it's because there's this soft power in your tone that you say it, and I'm just struck that if you were to be like, wah, with it, I don't think I would have received it in the same way. And, you know, I think that people don't always understand with music, it's much easier to just growl sometimes and scream than it is to be really measured and deliberate with what you say and how you say it, what you play, what you don't play.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, there's the volume or whatever, however you want to measure it, is not always the power, because you are so powerful.
Oh, thank you.
And for any of our listeners out there who haven't heard Jackie, we'll post like links to her music in the description and you'll understand. You want to elaborate on that, Jess? You want to give us some words on that?
I mean, you said it all. I mean, seriously, just the majesty as depicted by the royal blue and green dragon.
Yes! Or,
was that it? Blue, yeah, blue and gold dragon. The majesty for real. Because I actually, it's a funny story. So the way I met Jackie... So, Jackie went to college with one of my oldest childhood friends.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the amazing Jasmine Caldwell, now Jasmine Fowley.
She's so amazing.
Shout out, Jasmine. Angel, earth angel, goddess, queen, incredible. And, one of my oldest friends I've known since the fourth grade. And she went to college with Jackie. And also amazing singer, songwriter in her own right. Absolutely.
Awesome.
But yeah, she'd be like, hey, I remember her, we were just catching up, and she's like, yeah, my friends, they have this group, they're called Martin Parks, and which was her and Roman's duo.
Oh, I love it.
And she sent their music to me, and this was like 2011, like, and I remember bumping it and being super into it, and I got all my friends in college at that time in Olympia, Washington, we were all bumping it, and just
was
like,
on MySpace?
It was on SoundCloud. At the
we
time.
Were on MySpace some, back in the day.
Seriously, wow. We were bumping them on SoundCloud, bumping them on Vimeo, and YouTube, and...
Love
all the magic. And yeah, and so we came to know each other. And I remember even, like, that's just how we came to know each other. It was completely over the internet. And just, like, me being like, I love your music. And being
so
like,
cool.
Oh, thanks.
Change of you. I love it.
It was, Thank you. It was really great.
We had a few exchanges. I think at one point you were like, I don't know if you like lost the file for the project. But
well, you
I
guys
remember.
Had taken it off the internet.
Yeah,
I
we
think.
Took it off the yeah. internet and you were like, can you send it? And I was like, sure.
And we never met in person. I was like, I really like that song. Can I edit? And she was like,
I love it.
It's amazing. And so flash forward years, like 2016, I guess.
Yeah, 2016.
And I got a, you know how you get Facebook invites sometimes and you're just kind of like, oh, you know, it's easy to kind of forget about them or not necessarily be like, who's that person? Or like, where is that? I don't live there. What's going on? Anyway, so I got this event invite to her album release party for the critically acclaimed Elbow Room.
Yes!
And I was like, wait, it's in LA. I live in LA. I gotta go.
I was like, wait, I know that guy. He's here now? Let me invite him.
That's beautiful.
The power of the internet.
So I went, and that was where I met Jackie and Roman in person for the first time.
Thank you, Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg.
Big ups to you.
And it
Shout
was
out.
So awesome. Like all my friends were like, who is that guy? Like, he was so awesome. Like, you were so bubbly and, like, just... We were Thank like, you. We love Jesse.
How can you not?
He's
you
know? So lovable.
He's so...
And yeah. so, and you know, this is a testament to, like, support the work that you love. You know, those artists that are stepping out, and many of you that are listening are some of those folks. Like, mm-hmm. It's really important that we affirm each other in our journey, that we support, like, go to the shows, like, listen to those things. Like, it's really easy to just take what's given instead of, like, searching a little bit, but it really makes a difference. Thank you for sharing that story. So our second question for you. To Queen Jackie. And I love every time I see your name pop up. My mom's name is Jackie. She spells it like J-A-C-Q-U-E.
Right.
And every time I see it like pop up, I just get like a feeling of love already. Because like, you know, it's a very regal sounding name, Jacqueline.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just because I'm biased does not mean I'm wrong. In sometimes that, you know, makes you more right. Okay, just only in this
instance.
I was
just surprised because, like, you're not the first person that told me that.
I'm sure I'm not. It's suitable. Your mom was like, she's a queen. Let's give her a queenly name.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes. So, Jackie, what are some voices that have affected you and let you know what was possible? Maybe in terms of your music, in terms of your life path, like. What lifted you up and said, I'm not seeing everybody around me doing what I'm doing, but I'm going to go for it?
Ooh, that's a good one. When I was growing up and, like, listening to music and trying to find my sound, like, I didn't hear, like, a lot of women voices in pop music that sang low.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to a lot of men. You know, I could sing those mm-hmm. notes, music, Soul Child.
Yes, Philly in the house.
Who else? Tank.
Yes, Tank.
Yes.
You know, just really like heavy into like I listen to a lot of guys' music. When I was 16, I started working at this like retirement home as a waitress. Mm-hmm. And I used to play jazz there, and like that's where I got introduced to like Ella Fitzgerald, and like I started collecting records. I got a record player, like I was heavily into it. And she is now like my all-time fave. So I would definitely say her. Mm-hmm. Just like her, like, vocal stylings are everything for me. And Van Hunt,
hey.
Feist, hey. And Imani Coppola. Like, she is just everything to me. Her songwriting shows me that it can just be fun. Like, everything doesn't have to be, like, super serious. But she's also very, like, vocally diverse. And I could listen to her sing anything.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get all these on the Voice U playlist. Mm-hmm. So if that list went by too quickly for your listeners, don't worry. We'll have it in the description box so that you can hear all the beautiful stuff that Jackie's talking about. But what pushed you forward? Was there a voice or was there an event or something what got you to make that step out to LA really and like really go for it?
Once I decide to do something, like, I'm not anybody who, like, steps into anything without, like, an end goal.
Ooh.
There we are.
If I set out to do something, like, I have to get it done. Like, you know. But also, too, just, like, support. Like, if I told my mom I wanted to go to the moon, she'd be like, all right, like, I'm gonna miss you, but, you know. we're gonna get you to the moon.
I love it.
So, like, good. Having that support system and, like, also just, like, meeting Roman, like, he's been, like, one of my greatest teachers in this life. Like, we're from the same town. I didn't meet him until after I dropped out of college.
Wow.
One of my good friends from home, like, told me about this guy who was recording at a studio. She was like, you know, you should go to the studio with him and record some songs. So I go, and I wasn't really feeling the vibe with him, but this other, like, tall, weird-looking guy was there, and we, like, bonded more, which was Roman. And so, like, being where I'm from, it's like, if you're different or, like, kind of nerdy or stuff, it's not, like, widely accepted. And he, like, wholeheartedly, like, embraced who I was, inspired me to be, like, weird and as creative as I wanted to be. Like, Martin Parks, literally, it wasn't a genre of music that we didn't touch or, like, make.
Wow. Amazing music.
And can we, yeah. quickly, Jesse, or do you guys, can you tell the audience about Roman?
Oh, yes, I was just thinking that because I did reference him earlier. So Roman Lee Norfleet is also a great friend of ours and a longtime collaborator and close friend of Jackie. I think they've been making music together for, what, 10 years?
It's been 10 years.
And,
yeah.
He's a super talented producer, singer, rapper, songwriter. Very dynamic as well, just very eclectic and dynamic and unique in his approach to music. And yeah, he and Jackie. I mean, do you want to talk about Martin Parks and Black Fantastic?
Martin Parks is so hilarious because when we met each other, we both had like these sidekick phones. And we would chop it up over AIM Messenger.
Yes!
Those were the days.
And we were in a studio session and I had a song that I hadn't finished and he had one where he didn't finish. So I got on his song and he got on mine. And then he was like, we should become a duo. And I was never really one to, like, I hated group projects in school. Like, no. It's, you know, so. But I was like, okay, cool. This is new. But it's also fun. And so we're chopping it up over AIM. And then we were just shooting names back and forth. Like, and I think he came up with Martin Parks. Like, we were throwing words around and then he shot that name out. And it was the summer of 2009. We put a mixtape out and like I planned to go back to school, so I was like, okay, you know, when I come back we can like work on music or whatever. And I think it was like a week or maybe even like I think it was a week out before I left, he was like, yo, I'm moving back with you. And I was like, okay. So we did it. We packed my Jeep up and like moved to Virginia and just worked on music there, was doing it full time. And I think over the course of 3 years, like, we recorded, like, 80 songs.
It's
recorded,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
So it was
incredible catalog.
It was a lot of writing going on there. But I say all that to say, like, his work ethic sort of got me on my toes. I can admit that early on I was a little bit all over the place. And he's just very, you know, he works like nobody can really outwork him when he wants to do something. So seeing that like inspired me to be like, okay, we can make this a professional thing. We can go for it. And after being in Virginia for a few years, we were getting a lot of love out in LA. So we just decided to make a move for it here. And we've been here ever since. Long story.
And there's so much amazing music. I remember this one song specifically that they had a music video for. Still, I'm sure it still exists, obviously. It's called Far. And I remember that was the song that just completely shattered me and broke me. So we're going to definitely have to put that on the playlist.
Can you sing a little bit of it right now? Do you remember it?
I remember it.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Sing it.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
Do you want to begin? Do you want to sing
it's
the first
verse?
It's
very low. You should know I love everything you are. You should know I'm ready to. I forgot the lyrics to my own song.
Beyond this, just the thought of the feeling being far.
Now that we caught,
why don't we do what we are?
Yeah. So it's like a.
Did you say, why don't we do what we are?
Well, we gotta do the chorus.
Why don't we do what we ought?
What we ought.
We start. I think we just have to do the
chorus. Shit, I love it. Already, give us the chorus.
Okay. Do you want me to take the melody? You take the harmony?
Yeah.
Okay. Two. We're so fire, so fine. Reality folds in my mind. Woo! And I want you back. I'm woven in desire. So what we gonna do, babe?
I forgot the lyrics.
Your potion erupts my fire.
Oh my thousands. God.
Oh my God. I know so I want to make you uncomfortable, but I am juicy, dripping, and moist right now.
That song, I'm not going to lie, it's a moist song. It's like a very, I had one thing on my mind.
I want you back. Like what?
Reality. Shit. I just wrote a song called Folding Time. Like, shit. Jackie, you know, and guess what? I just had like deja vu like 10 minutes ago when I was looking at you and listening to you speak. So it's no mistake that we're sitting here in this room together. Thank you for blessing us with that. And, you know, if you have a link to that or any way that our listeners can go through your back pages, if you want to share, I would love to share it in the description of our episode.
For sure.
And we'll share a little bit more about Roman. And so when you all got to L.A., like, because I've never seen you play as a duo.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just kind of move? Like, what was the impetus for Elbow Room?
Well, so it's interesting because we moved here in 2012, and we changed our name from Martin Parks to Black Fantastic because we wanted to move from, like, we wanted to have a mission with the music. Like, we had done experimental, but like a lot was going on, mm-hmm. you know, in society and culturally. So we're like, you know, we're already sort of moving in that path. Let's have an actual voice. And that's how Black Fantastic came about.
Let's have a voice.
You know? So we were making, like, you know, conscious music. And Roman at that time was really trying to find his voice, you know, in production. And it was going in a different direction. So we decided to kind of go our separate ways musically for a while to kind of see where that would go. And he was doing a lot of experimental jazz, you know, meditational kind of stuff, and I was out there writing love songs fresh off of a heartbreak. So just started doing guitar lessons and stuff like that. But I think it might have been last year that we decided to, like, sort of revisit creating music as Black Fantastic. But Roman's also in a different space now where he's more on a spiritual level, you know, doing meditational music. And, you know, we still perform live. Like, he plays with me sometimes on percussion and sings. But, yeah, so we haven't completely figured out what's the next step for Black Fantastic, but we enjoy playing together. So I'm sure we'll, like, come up with something in the future to give BF a voice again.
Yeah.
And what's up next for Jackie Hammond in terms of releases or shows or any performances you can tell us about?
So I do have a video that's in post-production that'll Woo! Be releasing very soon.
Okay.
I mean, not very soon. It might soon. I won't say very soon.
Okay.
Because it's not like next week.
We're waiting. Soon. We're waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, I'm playing a Christmas show here in LA.
Okay.
And I'm working on writing new music right now. So, you know, I have a couple producers in mind that I'm thinking about reaching out to create, but just in the writing stages right now of new material.
I love it. That's a beautiful place to be, and that's a beautiful place for us to get to our third question, Jess.
So, Jackie.
what's up, Jesse?
So we just want to know, for you, what does it mean to be heard, and what does it mean to listen?
Mm.
I like the way you asked that.
To be heard and to be listened to. When I feel listened to, I feel understood. And when I feel heard, I don't know. It's the two have very different meanings to me. Yeah, listening affirms me. Mm. Being heard doesn't really. Mm. You know what I mean?
Hmm. And what about you as the listener?
Me as the listener.
So what does that mean for you, like, as the listener of someone else?
being the listener also, it gives me insight to who I'm like listening to. Like, it gives me who that person is, like an understanding as well.
And can you talk too, and I think this is important, because we talked about the fact that for you, as somebody who might maybe considers yourself and people might consider you to be more quiet, mm-hmm. and shy, I just want to do a short soliloquy about how much I love quiet and shy people. Especially because, and I'm an introvert. Jess, you feel this too, but I'm not quiet and shy really. And the moments I do feel quiet and shy, people are very surprised. I'm capable of anything, just like you're capable of screaming and laughing and doing whatever. Like,
which
it has
I
to be,
do.
Yeah, it has to be the right,
depending,
you know,
on the comfort level.
Exactly. Levels. Yeah. Exactly. But like sometimes I think I've experienced this, like as someone who's like a little more, how should we say, extra with some extra toppings.
Colorful.
I mean, nothing wrong with some people are sprinkles, and some, you guys.
Listen, spirit sprinkles. You just brought it in. You just brought the spirit sprinkle in. In our last episode, we were talking about spirit sprinkle.
We were. Can I have the one with sprinkles, please? The one back there. No, not that one. The one with sprinkles. Thank you.
I need sprinkles. But so sometimes I think, sometimes I find myself when I'm around a shy person, because here's the thing with shy people. Because they're quiet, you don't know, is this person like a beautiful mystery, and like they have so much to say like you, but they're shy, so it just takes them a second, mm-hmm. or are they just a boring person that doesn't have anything to say? And it's usually like 80% a beautiful mystery, but then there's that 20% of this person just really just doesn't have anything to say. So then what we do as louder people is we overcompensate, so we just take up space. Mm-hmm. So I would, and I know that I've been guilty of that, because I'm just like, well, I feel like I gotta like carry the extra weight of this silence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So as you, as a shy person or a more quiet person, what is it like, what makes you feel like you're able to come forward with your voice? Like, is there a way that you like to be listened to? You mentioned being understood. Is there a formula for you is there that moment where you're like, okay, I'm going to peek through this window and let a little bit of this wall down, because the walls aren't bad. They're not, mm-hmm. bad. They're just there. They're beautiful, and they're meant for you to be able to decide. So where's that moment when you're being heard and listened to where you feel ready to express yourself in conversation?
I've never thought about that before. I mean, I think, okay, so how conversation usually works with me is people tend to find me easy to talk to. So the more I talk to them and they open up to me, it's just like I feel compelled to give more as well. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like my artistry, I literally have to get it out. So it just manifests itself as like, okay, this is a release for me. Ooh. This is me yelling. So, you know? Mm-hmm. But also too, just being here, being in LA, and also like, you know, I do the house jams at my house. Hey. And I like getting people together, so doing that and just like, and even beginning to do that, like I started that because I would go to like these open mics and meet people, get their social media, and never really connect with them again. And I didn't want to do that. Like, I'm like, if I'm gonna follow you on social media, like we're gonna hang out, we're gonna do lunch or something, just maintain that connection, because what are we doing that for? You know?
Yeah.
And I don't like doing things for no reason. Like, it has to have meat. I think that's why working out is so hard for me, side note. So I have to find a way to find working out meaningful.
Oh my god,
maybe I should try yoga or something.
I'm so glad you said that. I feel the same way.
It sucks.
I don't know. Like, I, for me, like, yeah, if it's like, it's not stimulating. It doesn't feel like it exercises my brain or my emotions.
Yeah.
And so I'm not very excited about it. Yeah. I've had like, especially like, I feel like, I don't know if you've experienced this, but when a dude is trying to talk to you that works out a lot and they're interested in you, they're like, you should work out. Like, you should. And I'm like, I find it very boring.
It is.
You're doing great at it. Good for you. If you can tell me a way to get my mind to fall in love with it,
Exactly.
Like anything else, like then I will do it. But it does. Yoga is the thing that gets closest mm-hmm. to me for that. I really do feel that sense of the energy going through my body. Mm-hmm. Let's ask Jesse about this because he loves to work out. Talk to us. He's
get us there. If you've never seen his
body, I suggest you stalk his Instagram right now. Stalk his Instagram. How many times a day do you stalk his Instagram?
Happy stalking his
do
Instagram.
Do you really love him if you never stalk his Instagram? Do you even really yes. love someone if you don't ask for their birthday, city, and time so you can do the natal chart?
No, you don't.
If you don't suck their Instagram and you don't have their natal chart, then you might as well just forget about it, girl. Just forget about it, girl. Okay. Now that you know a little more about all of us, tell us about working out, babes.
Yeah, I love how I'm just like quietly sitting here because I'm like, I love to work out. I do it as much as I can. Yeah, I mean, for me, that's a lot of stuff. I think everyone's different, obviously. But for me, that's how I do a lot of my transmutation. That's how I move a lot of stuff around. When I just, you know, whether it's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I just feel a little bit stuck. I feel like I need to shake things up. At the physical activity really helps. And also, yeah, like I love my gym and it's one of my communities, so oftentimes I end up running into someone who I want to talk to, who I need to talk to, mm-hmm. who, you know, and I end up leaving so much, feeling so much better. And so there's that. And I think too, there was a claiming growing up, I grew up playing sports, but like the idea of the gym atmosphere was really, what's the word, intimidating to me at a point. I was like, oh, I can't do that. Like, I'm not bro-y enough. And like, and there was this point. So it's been really fun to completely flip that on its head. And like, I go in there and I do my thing and I'm all about it. So it's, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not there yet. I aspire to get
Jackie,
there in some
maybe
way.
Maybe that'll be our 2019 drift.
It's gotta be.
You know, I actually have been doing more. I don't think of it as working out, but I think of it as movement. Like I know enough yoga at this point where mm-hmm. I just do intuitively for like a half hour, whatever I feel, if I feel tension in my hips.
Yeah. Mm.
Because as an energy worker, as an intuitive channel, the more that I get into that practice, mm-hmm. and again, as a singer too, our body is our instrument.
Yeah. Right.
And what has been happening, so, you know, when I better take care of my body, my voice sounds better.
Yeah.
You know, from sleeping to diet to exercising, right? But I'll also say with channeling, I'm getting more and more the experience of energy going through, like levels of energy that I can't contain in my physical body being moved through me mm-hmm. and directed towards, you know, healing and working with other people's field around their body. And so then sometimes after I do readings, I can feel places in my body that I need to like work things through.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of dancing. Like y'all are in my room right now, like. You don't know, but a few hours before you got here, I was looking like a damn fool, like dancing around this room.
Home twerks are a thing.
A home twerk.
Essential.
A yeah. twerk. You know, it's a humble twerk for me, but it's a twerk nonetheless. And, you know, God loves a nice twerk.
Nothing wrong with a good. I think my home twerks have been what's been sustaining me.
Wow.
As
the
I
home
try
twerks.
To.
It's real.
As I try it's to. Real. Find my way in this workout world.
Form of meditation, a form of exercise, a form of prayer.
Praise.
You know?
Praise. Praise on your twerks.
Oh, yeah. You know? Hold that intention with your twerks. Twerk with intention, people.
Twerk with intention.
Wow. Listen.
Intentional twerks.
Intentional twerking. Mindful twerking. Namaste twerking. Okay. Okay. Wow. So we are lit. I don't know how y'all are feeling. We're spiritually lit.
Spiritually lit.
We're on the spiritual drip right now with Jackie Hammond. Thank you so much, Queen.
Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you for being with us today. And stick around, you guys, because Jackie's about to lay some of those beautiful vocals down for us. So don't go away.
Stay with us.
Thank you.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with the eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. Every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering a simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
So that was our show for today. Woo! Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you loved it. Remember to like, subscribe, leave some stars, leave some comments, show us some love,
show
hit us up
love.
On the social media.
Let us know what's good.
Hit up the links that we got that we're serving you in the episode description with the Spotify playlist and everything like that. And
yeah, just... stay tuned. Stay tuned for more.
Stay tuned for more. Stay nice and moist. Till next time.
Moist.
So moist.
Love you.
Until next time.
Until next time.
It's time for the outro music.
Outro music.
Outro music.
Outro music.
Outro music. It's time for the outro music. The outro music.
The outro music.
The outro music.
Yeah, 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 yeah.